It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
Yes, we do, because we love Tom Lydon's advice. And if you haven't checked it out, you should be following him on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. And you should be checking out ETFtrends.com. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends, president of Global Trend Asset Management. And just for the record, I still haven't gotten my haircut.
Chuck, you need a haircut. It's starting to make funny animal shapes.
It is. Tom doesn't have that problem, and Tom has great advice. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be back.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the iShares J.P. Morgan Emerging Market Bond ETF, ticker EMB.
There you go, ticker symbol EMB. So emerging markets bonds, it's a theme that we've heard from a number of our guests who have sort of said, in the middle of all the European crisis and whatever... and not necessarily feeling comfortable about emerging market stocks, they seem to be able to take a measure of comfort in emerging markets debt. Why are you taking a measure of comfort from emerging markets debt right now?
Well, first, Chuck, it's all about chasing yield. The equity markets just haven't provided certainty for any investor these days. So how do I get paid while I have a good portion of my portfolio on the sidelines, and while money market funds aren't paying much, and treasuries are dismal, close to 1.5% on the 10-year, it's worthwhile looking outside the U.S. for a portion of your fixed income allocation. And it used to be, Chuck, that emerging markets meant risk, but today, on the fixed income side, emerging market countries and their balance sheets are actually a lot better shape than the U.S. and other developed countries.
What kind of returns should people expect? I mean, you use the phrase chasing yield. It's all about yield. We normally say that chasing yield gets you into trouble. So how do you do this without getting into trouble? And obviously, you're going into an ETF, so you're getting diversified exposure. But how do you get comfortable that this is the right way to chase yield as opposed to
right,
looking for those double-digit payouts from goofy things?
Correct. So chasing yield does not necessarily mean added risk, number one. Number two, you're buying in this ETF sovereign debt from emerging market countries. And if you look at their debt-to-equity situation, it's only on average 40% compared to what we're seeing in the U.S. was close to 100%. And in Europe, it's close to 150%. So is that higher yield? And in this case, you're getting a yield that's very attractive, which is over 4%. And right now, it's 4.7%, which is very, very healthy in this environment. We're in a great situation to be able to offer folks a little bit more diversification by being outside the U.S., number one. Number two, it really is debt from governments, not from corporations. And although the overall rating comparatively to treasuries from a safety standpoint isn't as high, it surely is diversified, and for a small portion, you'd surely increase your overall yield.
Again, the ETF of the week, the iShares J.P. Morgan U.S. Dollar Emerging Markets Bond ETF. It is ticker symbol EMB. You mentioned that it is in governments, not in corporates. But a lot of folks have been looking at corporates lately, and have said that's a great pick because default rates are so low right now. In your opinion, you'd rather be going to the sovereign debt of emerging markets than into the corporate world as you're going to tilt the portfolio for yield here.
I like corporates as well. Don't get me wrong, and we own corporate ETFs for clients, for sure. However, it's important to be diversified. Diversified, surely have a bit in treasuries, surely have a bit in corporates, and in fact have some high yields. But as you're looking for other ways to diversify your fixed income allocation, as you diversify your equity allocation, here's another way to diversify, and overall having non-correlated assets on the equity side makes sense, but also non-correlated assets on the fixed income side, you can do that by adding this to your portfolio. And for full disclosure, we own this for our clients as well.
Well, we always want full disclosure. We appreciate that. In the time that we've got left, the other question here, of course, you are going after yield. We should point out that EMB has a yield, again, of just under 4.8%. How do you feel about the capital appreciation side here? I mean, how much risk are you exposing yourself to when you're talking about emerging markets in this kind of headline risk environment?
Well, back, you know, in late 08 during the financial crisis, this went down just like most equities and a lot of fixed income did. However, if you look and pull up a chart, look at the recent stability in emerging markets and in fixed income in general has had very little volatility comparatively. That's not to say that this can't happen again. It can, Chuck. But I think as far as the risk-reward ratio here, it's well worth considering it based on how you're getting paid.
There you have it. It is our ETF of the week. It's the iShares JP Morgan U.S. Dollar Emerging Markets Bond ETF, the ticker symbol EMB. And if you liked what you heard here, well, you're really going to like what you can find about ETFs at ETFtrends.com. That, of course, the website for ETF Trends. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends and the president of Global Trends Asset Management. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tom Lydon. And, of course, again, ETFtrends.com. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck. See you next week.
Up next on Money Life, it's the big interview. We've got something great planned, and you don't want to miss it. So stay tuned. Money Life will be right back.